and when it's Saturday, Sunday, I drink.
I prefer whiskey, vodka, gin, and a lot of cocktail. 4 or 5 at night. Or more.
I think young people drink more.
Because
it's a new generation.
It's a new generation.
Figures show under 25s in Italy are drinking more than they used to. It's still nowhere near the levels seen in some countries in Northern Europe. But this change is still something even bar owners are noticing. Yasson Hanek runs the Mulligan's pub.
You've worked in various bars around Rome. What have you seen change over the years?
Well, there's a massive growth in cocktail bars, Irish pubs, and places that strictly sell alcohol, I suppose, the Italian-style bar, often in areas that aren't overly touristy either. So that shows that there's definitely a trend amongst only Italians.
And as a barman, you've seen more Italians coming into your bars to drink.
Well, this pub's making more and more money every year, and I think definitely one of the increases is related to the fact that Italians are drinking more.
Cities are beginning to clamp down on underage drinkers. In parts of Rome, drinking on the streets is banned, something Deputy Mayor Dino Gasparini wants to introduce all year round.
Our historic town centre has become a meeting place for thousands of young people, and they are just getting younger and younger. There has been stabbings, and residents have been kept awake all night by the noise.
In Milan, parents whose children are caught with alcohol can be fined, and there's a nationwide campaign to raise the legal drinking age from 16 to 18.
We have to build up again a new culture of moderation, because we were known as people who drink wine in moderation, under the control of the family and with meal times.
Dr. Emmanuel Scafato is from the Institute for Health. He's the man in charge of alcohol research for the government.
So this is something that we had never experienced during the past, and this is a particular concerning one also because drink driving is the first cause of death among young people in Italy. These are numbers, but behind the numbers, you know, there are people, and those people are our children.
Tamsin Ford there for The World Today.
BBC.
Numbers. Love them or loathe them, we can't live without them. The BBC takes you on a journey through the history of numbers.
The very first idea of a number began with the number one, the number of unity and God.
Numbers that made the world. Online from the 2nd of September at bbcworldservice.com.
World Agenda, our new weekly e-guide, gives you all the BBC has to offer direct to your inbox. Programmes, information and discussions are at your fingertips. Sign up at bbcworldservice.com/e-guide.
This is the BBC in Beijing.
Kampala.
Reykjavik.
Delhi.
Initializing transmission.
Confirmed.
Mbot and
Sbot present.
All awesome in your ears.
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, not BBC Radio, despite what was just playing, I guess. Heather, I think, is still out of town, and I'm not sure what happened with the show there. But nonetheless, this is All Awesome in Your Ears with just Sbot. Unfortunately, I'm sorry. Mbot is in some other circuitron right now, so she will not be with us this evening, so you're just stuck with boring me. I apologize. It's even weird right now being by myself. It'll probably mean actually for far less talking than you're used to if you tune into this show on a regular basis, because there won't be the same banter. It'll just be me, which is probably not the best. Anyways, this is transmission number 30, and fittingly, it is the Sbot show, where I'll just play everything I've been listening to for the past month, I'd say, a couple weeks, on the show. I feel like typically the show, I think my preferences are sometimes a little bit different than MBOT's, and it actually makes for a pretty nice balance of the show. Not tonight. Tonight, it's just me. Everything I like, which could be good or terrible. We'll find out. It's good for me, though. Obviously, I like it. So let's get right to it. First up will be Bill Callahan. He had an album that came out months ago now. I think earlier in the year, really, called Sometimes I Wish We Were an Eagle. I do love that title. This is his second album under his own name. Before that, he played under the Smog moniker. And he's great. I love him. I've just started listening to him fairly recently. Without knowing it, I was listening to him when he lended his nice grumbly voice to Joanna Newsom's Only Skin from her Ease album. But I didn't know it yet. I only found that out later that it was actually Bill Callahan. But let's hear it. This is my favorite track off the album. It's called My Friend. So here's Bill Callahan.
Thank you. you now.
That was Bill Callahan with My Friend from the fantastic album Sometimes I Wish We Were an Eagle on Drag City. Okay, I got through a song. I got to admit I was a little bit nervous. I don't usually do this. Not only do I not do this by myself, but I never work the board. It's not overly complicated, but I still thought something could go wrong. Something could be going on wrong, actually, and I have no idea. I'm just going to assume everything's going fine. It looks like it's going all right. Let's move on. Next up is Lightning Dust. They are, you know, I feel like they shouldn't really even be called like a side project. I think this is their second album on Jag Jaguar now. So I feel like they're like a legitimate band now. But they're also in Black Mountain. And I feel like everything I've read is like Black Mountain side project, which I feel is a little bit unfair. The album sounds great. Their latest, it's called Infinite Light. Me and my girlfriend saw them open for Cave Singers. This is a while back now, when Cave Singers were touring their first album. They have a new album that just came out, actually. And they sounded great. I don't know. It was kind of background noise. It was in Richards, and it was before the main act, so everyone was just talking and drinking beer, but they sounded good. I think they are playing again pretty soon, actually. Maybe I'll try to check them out. So we'll hear Antonia Jane. It's the first track off the album, and it's my favorite for sure. And after that, we'll hear Blue Roses. I heard this this morning, to be quite honest, while looking for stuff to play for tonight's show. I think she's like in her early or mid 20s. She just got signed to XL, which is good for her. The album's called Blue Roses, same as her name. She's from England. She's from Bradford, West Yorkshire, which was interesting actually when I saw that, because for a 5-month period, randomly enough, I lived in Heckmondwike, which is a tiny little town in West Yorkshire, where I worked at like a kitchen sink making factory. It wasn't the best time of my life, but it was certainly interesting. She sounds really good. I feel like I should maybe send this one out to my girlfriend, actually. She sounds really similar to Kate Bush. I find her like vocal delivery pretty similar. I'm sure she's very influenced by her. And my girlfriend loves Kate Bush, so this one will be for you. And the name of that track is I Am Leaving. So let's get to it. First up is Lightning Dust with Antonia Jane. And after that, Blue Roses with I Am Leaving.
Did you ever come close to home? Ride in the tide of the silver line. Did you dress them up in ribbon and gold? Never fall back into the one you love. Pick a pocket lady with her mind on you. She'll break a million hearts until she makes it through. But I on the side of the road. Be careful you don't look too slow.
Thank you.
All right. That was just Blue Roses with I'm Leaving from her self-titled album, I guess, Blue Roses. And before that was Lightning Dust with Antonia Jane from Infinite Light. It was actually interesting when I was making up this list of songs to play tonight, I realized that there's a lot of female artists and female vocalists in bands, so which I, for whatever reason, isn't usually the case. So I guess this is kind of also a special FemCon. Oh, I shouldn't say that. At least this part of the show, at least, is a lot of FemCon. All right. Up next, this sounds nothing like what you just heard. I feel like there's the folky aspect that I really like, and then there's the total 180, and this is it. Next up is going to be No Age. This is from their upcoming EP, I think, on Sub Pop called Losing Feeling. It's the first track that's been released. It's called You're a Target. I'm pretty sure it comes out in October, maybe mid-October, I think. It sounds just like a Dinosaur Jr. song, to me at least, or kind of maybe anything, any like rock song during the like the mid-90s that sounds similar, guitar-driven rock song. It's definitely one of the most accessible songs of theirs I've heard. It seems like every album they're kind of getting further and further away from their like experimental noise punk roots and becoming, I shouldn't say conventional, but they're definitely more listenable, I guess, more easily digestible to the ears. But this track's great. I really do like it. I like Dinosaur Jr. too, so that's no surprise. And then after that, this is a band that was introduced to me by a coworker, actually. She highly recommended I check out this band called Mikachu, Mikachu and the Shapes. This latest album, I think this is actually their first full length. It's just under Mikachu, but the album's called Jewelry. They got signed to Rough Trade, which is amazing, and the track's called Lips. It's just really cute and super quirky. Herbert, actually, which I was surprised upon doing some research on them, Matthew Herbert, the electronic artist, actually produced this album, and he's known for kind of sampling crazy, like untraditional sounds and like just random stuff. I know when he performs live, sometimes he just samples himself like cooking breakfast on the stage and then like makes it into a song. And you can kind of see how it would be a good fit between these two, because I think they have some really unusual instruments played on the album for sure. All right, so first up will be No Age with You're a Target, and after that will be Mikachu with Lips.
on, get a life. Spend 6 or 9 months getting involved in communities across Canada.
If you are between 17 and 21, not sure about your next step for college or university, want to meet people from all over Canada, and want to put something impressive on your resume, then listen to Those That Got a Life.
Check out gokatimovic.com. That's go, K-A-T-I-M-A-V-I-K.com. Come on, get a life.
We're back. You are listening to All Awesome in Your Ears on CITR 101.9 FM. And I totally screwed up that set. I started playing the last song first, which I knew was going to happen because I'm not very good with the knob. But, you know, it happens, whatever. It's college radio. Which, I mean, this is a great station. I shouldn't say that. But occasionally these things do happen, like when I'm at the helm here. Anyways, that was just Mikachu and the Shapes with the track Lips off of Jewelry. And before that was No Age with You're a Target from the upcoming EP, Losing Feeling. Okay, moving right along. Next up is going to be... I shouldn't say band, a group, a duo. They're called Yacht. It used to be just the project of Jonah Bechtolt, I think is the way his name's pronounced. But he's since brought on Claire Evans to join him, which is like the latest version of Yacht, I should say. They just had a new album released on DFA, actually, called Sea Mystery Lights. And... based on what I'd heard before, I do have the I Believe in You, Your Magic is Real album, which was released on Marriage Records, and it was like whatever to me. It wasn't that special. This one, I'm a little bit still like whatever. They actually sound very dissimilar. It seems as though the new album is, to me anyways, it seems like it's catered more to the DFA crowd. From what I've heard, Yacht actually recorded a track specifically for DFA. I'm not sure whether it was for a compilation or something like that. And then DFA signed them, and then this album was born out of that. And it definitely sounds like something within a DFA catalog. Only it just kind of sounds whatever to me. I'm not too crazy about it. I do like the addition of the female vocalist though. But this track, however, it's Psychic City, Voodoo City. I really do like. I feel like it's a perfect summer track. Actually, you know what? Actually, I feel like this set is like my little ode to the summer, to summer 2009. It's been a good one for me. And yeah, this Yacht song kind of encapsulates it all. And following that is going to be Atlas Sound featuring Noah Lennox who is Panda Bear, with the track Walkabouts. This is the first single from the upcoming Logos album, which I'm not totally sure when that's going to be released. I feel like it's going to be October too. I feel like October is going to be a big month. It is Atlas Sound as opposed to Deer Hunter, but it doesn't really sound too much like Atlas Sound to me. It sounds like it's more of a Panda Bear song than an Atlas Sound song. But the marriage of the two really do sound really good. And the kind of the loop throughout it sounds great. I really do like the track. It's kind of interesting though. I can't really tell when Noah Lennox, Panda Bear, or Bradford Cox, Atlas Sound, is singing, because it seems like I believe it's Bradford Cox. His delivery, how he sings it, is exactly the same as Panda Bear would be. So I can't even really tell the difference between when and who's singing at any given time. But regardless, it's great. It's an awesome, like I said, a great summer song. So let's get to it. Let's see if I can cue up the right song here. First up is going to be Yacht with Psychic City, Voodoo City. And following that will be Atlas Sound featuring Panda Bear with the track Walkabout.
Thank you.
happen in a day. I might be looking out the window, and a friend might say,
come on over, over.
Washing up the dishes, and the kitchen might say,
hang around, baby, baby.
Yeah.
right. Welcome back. That was just Atlas Sound featuring Panda Bear with the track Walkabouts from the upcoming album Logos. And before that was Yacht with Psychic City, Voodoo City from Sea Mystery Lights, which is on DFA. I hope you're all enjoying the show so far. It still is weird just being me without my other bot, but I'm getting through it nonetheless. Coming up next, this is a band I know nothing about. This band, they're called Small Black. They're out of Brooklyn. I think they've just had a couple tracks kind of getting released here or there, I think on the internet only. But they do have their first EP being released, and it's called Small Black, which will be released in October, along with everything else. And the track that we're going to hear is Despicable Dogs, which it's great. The track's amazing, actually. I heard it maybe a couple weeks ago, and it's been on a heavy rotation ever since, so I hope you enjoy it. After that is going to be a band called Memory Tapes. They have a new album coming out. It's actually coming out at the end of September, called Seek Magic. It's kind of interesting. I didn't know this about the band at all, but it's a project by Dave Hawk, and it's actually it's kind of interesting. It's a combination of his last two projects, apparently one of which, and I'm not sure which ones are which, but one of which was like an electronic, like ambient project, and the other one was like a, from what I've heard anyways, more of a folk project. One was called Memory Cassettes, and the other one was called Weird Tapes. So he just kind of like merged the two together and came up with Memory Tapes. I find that kind of interesting. The track we're going to hear is called Bicycle. It sounds good. It sounds an awful lot like a cut copy song to me, which in turn kind of sounds like a New Order song. The track's good. I think it's at its best near the end, where kind of this great like new wave, I guess kind of like the poppier The Cure guitar riff comes in, that I really like, and it lasts a pretty long time. So I get a kick out of that at the end of the song. So let's hear them. So up first is going to be Small Black with Despicable Dogs, surprisingly difficult to pronounce. And following that is going to be Memory Tapes with Bicycle. We'll be right back.
might one hear when listening to an episode of Mondo Trash Show with Maxwell Maxwell on CITR 101.9 FM.
I love you so much, Madonna.
Sundays at 9 o'clock in the evening.
And that's why I'm going to kill you.
Sundays at 9 o'clock in the evening.
Look at this muscle, man. Oh, God, it's so beautiful.
I'm calling the police now!
Hey, I'm Maxwell Maxwell, and every Sunday at 9 p.m. on CITR, I play electro and indie rock, and I give away free concert tickets, and you should totally listen, because it's pretty cool.
Oh, man, that ad. That ad is so good. So, you just heard Memory Tapes with the track Bicycle from their upcoming album Seek Magic, and before that was Small Black with Despicable Dogs from their upcoming EP, also called Small Black. That's almost going to cap the show. I hope you've all enjoyed Just S-Bot with All Awesome in Your Ears. M-Bot will definitely be back with me in 2 weeks' time for our next show. Transmission number 31 will be back to the usual. So to close tonight, we will hear the latest from Destroyer. This is from his Bay of Pigs EP, which just came out on Merge. I believe it's just been released as an LP, or I guess it's an EP, but just on vinyl at least. But I'm pretty sure it's a 12-inch. Side one is the Bay of Pigs track. And I believe the other side is a track called Raver. But Bay of Pigs is this sweeping, sprawling, insanely triumphant song by Destroyer. I'd thought that the opening track on his Rubies album was kind of his most complete song on kind of like a grand scale. Turns out I was wrong. This is the one. It's 13 minutes. It's fantastic. I think it's one of the best things he's done. And it's getting recognized as it too. I think there's been a lot of press written about it, and it's getting a lot of attention right now, which is great. So that's what we're going to close with, Destroyer. This has been All Awesome in Your Ears again. It'll be back to normal soon enough. I just heard from Maxwell from Mondo Trasho, which is up next. He's running a little bit behind, so I think I'll try to find that Bill Callahan album, I Wish We Were All an Eagle, and I'll throw that on until he gets here. He says he'll probably be maybe 10 minutes late, so you can just enjoy that till then. But for now, this is Destroyer with Bay of Pigs, and I'll see you in 2 weeks, guys. Good night. Thank you.
been drinking as our house lies in ruin. I don't know what I'm doing alone in the dark, at the park or at the pier, watching ships disappear in the rain. Just bones. The world is black stones dressed up in the rain with no place to go but home, just like Nance on a night like this. Why she's pro stars, pro sky. And sick of fighting beneath the diseased lighting of the discotheque at night. It don't mean a thing, it never means a thing. It don't mean a thing, it never means a thing. It's got that swing. A girl, her heart's made of wood. As apocalypses go, that's pretty good. Sha-la-la, wouldn't you say? Please remove your spurs. Think of it, remove your antlers. Haven't seen you for ages. I still fly into rages at the mention of your name, Christine. Why? I live in the mind. I'm still slinging mud at the towers all the time. I took a roll and threw up in an English garden. Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da, 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 but my father's from the south. Love is a political beast with jaws for a mouth. I don't care. You're upset and have every right to be. Regretfully you decline. Every night was a waste of time. Every night, every night, every
night. You're on the side of good. I was inside of the sea's guts. A crumbling beauty trapped in a river of ice. A crumbling beauty trapped in paradise. Oh yes, it was paradise.
The tide comes in and the tide goes out again. I suppose this is the kind of thing we see every day. The tide comes in, the tide goes away. Oh, the tide comes in, yeah, the tide, yes, the tide.
A ransom note written on the night sky above. Reminds me what in particular about this wine I love. Like a punctured beast, better off dead.
Compliments go into my head, la da 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 da.
Speaking of my mind, the sunflower. And speaking of a world turning sour on you, I was 20 years old in 1992. I was bathed in golden sunlight all night.
I was ripped on dirt and you were a ray of sunshine. I was a hopeless romantic, you were swine. You've got to spend money to make money.
You've got to stop calling me honey. A world you fucking explosion that turns us around. The searchlight slumps over, so sick of the night. And the kids on the boats busted in the shipyard, going down, 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 down.
You travel the light all night, every night to arrive at the conclusion of the world's inutterable secret.
And you shut your mouth. I've seen it all. I've seen it all. I've seen it all.
Gentle, gentle. The wind through the trees makes you mental. For me, Nancy in a state of crisis on a cloud. Free and easy, gentle, gentle. The wind through the trees makes you mental. For me, Nancy in a state of crisis on a cloud. Through the trees makes you mental. For me, Nancy in a state of crisis on a cloud.
Free and easy, gentle, gentle. The wind through the trees makes you mental. For me, Nancy in a state of crisis on a cloud.
wandered out in search of ordinary things. How much of a tree bends in the wind? I started telling the story without knowing the end. Was passing over and over me. Well, it seemed like a routine case at first, with the death of the shadow came a lightness of. And I work myself until I'm frazzled. Up in search of ordinary things, like how can a wave possibly be? I started running, and the concrete turned to sand. I started running. Things didn't pan out as planned. In case things go poorly.